Thank you for tuning in to LCEC Media, the station with the message, the family station that prays, educates, cultivates, and motivates you. Saints, this is Lady C.E. Cruz, and you're listening to Coffee Break, where coffee stands for Christ offers freedom for everyone everywhere. Come on now, somebody. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Our foundation scripture is coming to us from the book of John, chapter 8, verse 36, where it is written, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Now, you know, this is the time that we make our declaration. Come on now. Come on with me. Who is free is me, in Jesus' name. Saints, God is good. And today I am not going to be long. However, it is my prayer that I will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, in Jesus' name. Today I have a special introduction. Glory to God. Today, Saints, I have with me in our studio Pastor Charlie Cruz from Open Arms Ministries Worldwide, our senior pastor. And can I share something with you? Pastor Charlie is my husband. And I am so excited that now, no longer behind the scenes, Pastor Charlie is with us here live on LCEC Media. So I just would like for him to introduce himself to you and to let him know, to let you all know when he will be airing live on LCEC Media. Pastor Charlie, I give you the mic.
Good morning. What a blessing to be on the air. This is something that's fairly new to me. And I know that some of you may not know a lot about who I am or my background. So I would first like to just do a brief introduction. I was born in Virginia to Johnny Cruz and my mother, Velma Cruz, who recently passed away in 2020, I believe. Time kind of gets away from me. But those were my parents, and I had an opportunity to be in the educational system all the way up through graduating from college. So I graduated from Virginia State University with a BS degree, and I also received a regular Army commission in the United States Army at that time as well. So when I graduated from Virginia State, I went into the Army as a second lieutenant, and I spent over 11 years in the United States Army. I had an opportunity to serve as a combat commander with the 82nd Airborne, in which I was the headquarters and service battery commander during the Desert Storm War. And it was at that time where I was a recipient of the Bronze Star Medal. So I say that to let you know that, you know, God has always used me. And even during that time when I was in the war, I was a born again Christian at the time, but I wasn't fully committed. I was in a backslidden position. And when we was in Saudi Arabia, I wanted to not just recommit my life to God during that time, because I felt like it was more out of fear that I was recommitting my life. And at that time, before we went into war, there was this water pool that was set up for anyone that wanted to be baptized to be able to do so. And this was my first real understanding of what it meant as to there are no atheists in the foxhole. And the reason that came so clear to me, I had one of my soldiers who was a guy who had always said that he didn't believe in Christ. And when we set up this pool and we were sending an invitation for people to become baptized, this individual was the first to stand up to receive this baptism. So it just goes to show that when you're in these situations to where there are life and death situations, you never know what the outcome is going to be. Only God knows that. And when I was preparing to go into battle, I didn't know whether or not I was going to live or die, but I told God at the time that I didn't want to recommit my life out of fear because of the chance of me not coming back. And I didn't. And so it was only after the war I recommitted my life to Christ, because that way I knew that it wasn't out of fear, but it was out of a love for God and my desire to really have a closer walk with Him. And that was really what transitioned my life to where I am today, because even after the war, I came back to Fort Bragg, the 82nd Airborne, and I was eventually sent to Fort Lee, Virginia. And it was at that time that I was in Fort Lee, Virginia, in which I truly rededicated my life back to Christ. And I haven't looked back since then. I can tell you that when I was with the 82nd Airborne, I was a guy that would drink heavily. And when God freed me from that addiction, which has been over 30 years ago, probably 32, 33 years ago, I haven't looked back, have absolutely no desire for that lifestyle. And it just goes to show that God is still in the business of setting people free. And I give thanks to God today that He has set me free, that He has gotten my attention, in which I'm focused on doing His work. And I do want to let you all know that after I finished my time with the United States Army, the next 28 years I spent with Corning, and as Cindy has probably made known to most of the listening audience, is that after 28 years and 4 months and a few days with Corning, I was officially retired on August the 2nd. So that is just another testimony to how good God has been to me. Because I will tell you that it was my desire to retire at the age of 62 and to really redevote my life back to doing the work for the Lord. And it is now possible that I'm able to do so. And I was talking, Cindy and I, we were talking to our mentor, Dr. Linda Jackson. We meet with her every Monday. And this past Monday, we were on the phone with her. And she stressed something that really resonated with me. She says, now, you all have this blank sheet of paper. We've been given a new opportunity. And she says, use that blank sheet of paper for God to fill it out. Make sure that it's God's will that's being done in our lives and not us filling up that sheet of paper. And that is what I truly want to do, is to have God to fill up that sheet of paper and to have Him to lay out the plan that He has for us. And I know that part of that plan is the radio ministry, but as she always tells us, meaning Dr. Linda, is that He's going to enlarge our territory. And that we know. And we have to be faithful over this small platform that He has given us if we're going to be able to be successful and please God with the much larger platform that He's going to bless us with. So it is just truly a blessing to be a part of the radio ministry. And I will say that I'm looking forward to all the things that Cindy has in store for me. She often surprises me about things she wants me to do. And just recently, you know, she has already gotten me to where I have committed to doing certain things for the radio station. So I do want to make you all aware that I will have noonday prayer every Monday. And also, I am going to be reading scriptures from the Bible
every day
at 5 p.m. And that will start, I think that has started. I did my first recording, I believe, was August the 2nd. Mm-hmm. And I have taken on that. So I will continue to be reading the scriptures every day, 5 o'clock p.m. So I do pray that you all will join me and listen to those scriptures, that you all may benefit from them as well as I benefit from them as I even read them. So it is truly an honor and a privilege to be able to have this opportunity to speak with you all today. And I do look forward to having the opportunity to come on the air more frequently. And as God leads and guides us, we will continue to do His will. God bless, saints.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. God is good and He is worthy to be praised. So now you have my half. So together we make a whole. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, Charlie. You have truly blessed us. Now you know a little bit more about us, saints. You know, this is our mission. This is what God has allowed us to do. And we invite other ministries to come on air to be with us. Glory to God. As we preach, teach the gospel throughout the world. In Jesus' name. God has blessed us during this time to be a global station. And it's nobody but God. We take no credit. We just said, we surrendered our will to the will of God. Yes. In Jesus' name. So that is it for today. I told you I was not going to be long today. However, it is my prayer that me having my husband on with me today, that we have blessed you indeed in Jesus' name. Amen. So saints, I thank you for tuning in to Coffee Break, where coffee stands for Christ offers freedom for everyone everywhere. Can we decree and declare, who is free is me in Jesus' name. Yes, amen. Yes. And we never like to leave you without leaving you with the blessing. Amen. Pastor Charlie, would you like to leave them with the blessing today?
Yes, let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to say we love you because you first loved us. God, we just know that you have a plan, not just for Cindy and I, but you have a plan for other saints who are willing to follow you wherever you lead us. And it is our desire, dear God, that you will continue to hold us up with your righteous right hand, that you will continue to order our steps. For God, we lean and depend upon you. We call upon your name. We trust you and we lean not into our own understanding. And it is you, God, that we desire to serve. It is you, God, who we look towards the mountains from which cometh our help, knowing that our help comes from you. And God, we just want to be faithful to you because we know that you continuously are faithful to us. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their descendants begging bread. And God, you did what you said that you were going to do. You said that you were going to send your only begotten Son to shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And that has happened, God, and we receive that. We believe it. And we stand firm upon your word today, dear God, knowing that Christ has died for us. And because he has died for us, we live for you, Heavenly Father. We look forward to the day that he will return and that he will rule and reign on this earth. And we know, God, that we will have that experience that you've promised us. But until that time comes, God, we're just asking you to continue to let us delight ourselves in doing the work that you have already preordained for us to accomplish. Help us, God, to stay the course, to not give up, to not give in, but to continue to press on to the mark of the higher calling. For God, we just need you each and every day of our lives, not just when things are going bad, but we need you, God, even when things are going great. So continue, Lord, to just help us to see that you will never, ever leave us or forsake us. And we only need to call upon you because you are waiting for us to speak to you. That is what you desire of us, God. And that is what we desire to do, is to call upon your name. So God, as we are asking right now that you continue to just help us to be faithful in our duties to you. You have given us a platform. We have an obligation to you, God. We have a desire. The desire is to serve you. Our desire is to have a closer walk in life with you. Our desire, Lord, is to be more Christ-like. And we're asking you, dear God, to continue to shape, make, and mold us and to give us a heart after your very own. For we desire, Lord, to be the disciples that you have called us to become. Let us stay true to the calling. Let us continue to walk with our heads up high. Let us continue to be the salt of the earth. Let us continue to be a light in this world that needs to be lit. Because, God, there are people who are looking at our lives and how we live. And we want to make sure, God, that we give them a reason to want to turn their lives over and to become Christians. So, God, I'm just asking you to continue to bless your saints. And I leave you with this blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. For it is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Join me here on tomorrow at 11 a.m. on Coffee Break in Jesus' name. And as I always say, from my heart to God's ears to your heart, we are covered under the precious blood of Jesus Christ. God bless. Talk to you on tomorrow. Thank you, Charlie. Love you.